This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انا نحمدك ونشكرك ونشكرك على نعمك العظيمه وعلائك الجسيمه ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for me once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful tradition on gratitude, shukr, gratefulness to the people who bestow favors on us and gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will read the tradition in Arabic, it's a short one, and then explain the beautiful meaning so that we can practice it and better our performance and knowledge of Islam and practice of Islam. من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. الراوي أبو هريرة المصدر الترمذي. Whoever is not grateful to the people cannot be expected to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrator is once again Abu Huraira, and the source is Imam Tirmidhi as well as others. This is a sound tradition. It has been reported with slight variations by a number of companions in different collections. It teaches us an important virtue that we must all practice consistently. Gratitude to the benefactor. If someone has done good to you, you need to appreciate, you need to thank, you need to praise, you need to be grateful. This gratitude to the benefactor is a natural instinct in human beings. It's found in dogs and cats and many, many creatures out there. A human being should know better. It's a dictate of moral consciousness, further mandated, made obligatory by reason and scripture. All of this demand make it incumbent upon us to show, to manifest this beautiful virtue of thankfulness and gratitude. Islam enjoins upon us to be grateful to those who have been good to us. Our ultimate benefactor is none other than Allah, our Creator and Lord, the source of all of blessings. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessings you enjoy, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. And so it behooves us to be grateful to Him for His blessings. فَذَكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So remember me, I will remember you. And thank me and do not be ungrateful to me. Next to Allah, we ought to be grateful to our parents who nurtured us with love, starting with our own mother who bore us pain after pain. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتُهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. And we have commanded people to honor their parents. Their mothers bore them through hardship upon hardship, and their weaning takes 2 years. So be grateful to me and your parents. And Allah reminds us, to me is the final return, warning us that any negligence on our part in showing gratitude to our parents, we will pay, be accountable before Him. Gratitude is duty we owe to everyone who has helped us, cared for us, and benefited us in one way or another. Hence, we owe to be grateful to the Messenger of Allah. We owe Him love, reverence, obedience. Allah accounts the mission of Rasulullah as one of His great blessings to thank Him for. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إذا بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Indeed, Allah has done the believers a great favor by raising a messenger from among them, reciting to them his revelations, purifying them, and teaching them the book and wisdom. For indeed, they had previously been clearly astray. And to be grateful to the Prophet means that we ought to take him as our role model. And we should emulate his beautiful examples. Also invoke salawat, Allah's blessings and peace upon him. Gratitude further extends to our spouses, the duty to be grateful to our spouses, to our children, kith and kin, and neighbors. And in fact, to each and everyone who has benefited us in one way or another. Islam enjoins upon us to nurture this virtue to such an extent that it ought to be a second nature with us. And we are warned that by failing to develop and practice this virtue consistently, we fail to be grateful to Allah, the ultimate benefactor. Imam Khattabi explains the above hadith, the above tradition stresses two points. Firstly, one who is naturally ungrateful to the people who have bestowed favors on them will also be ungrateful to the favors of Allah. Secondly, Allah will not accept the gratitude of those who are in the habit of being ungrateful to those who have favored them. And so, this hadith condemns those who fail to thank people for their favors, and it also orders us to be grateful to those who favor us, and it should be by praising them, using kind words, and praying for them. So gratitude to the people or the creation of Allah cannot be detached from gratitude to our Creator. Both go hand in hand in Islam. The Prophet says, if anyone does you a favor, you should pay him back. If you are unable to do so, you should pray for him until you are satisfied you have compensated him. In another report, if anyone renders a favor and the recipient prays, may Allah reward you, he has praised him appropriately. Another important point to note, the duty to be grateful extends to everyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. This is a beautiful example of the excellent, beautiful teachings of Islam. The Prophet set the perfect example for this, as he was legendary in applying this virtue towards everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, his own kith and family. He was never tired of praising his first wife Khadija, which made Aisha jealous. And when the latter expressed her shock, he told her, Al-wafa'u bin al-iman, loyalty is integral to faith. And when Aisha reminded him, radiallahu anha, that Allah has blessed him with better wives, he said, no, never. There is no one who can surpass Khadija in excellence, as she believed in me when others disbelieved. He also praised Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, and said, no one has benefited me in my mission as Abu Bakr did, radiallahu anhu. Our great imams, such as Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi, and Ahmad, and others, expressed gratitude to the teachers and prayed for them unceasingly. Some of them said, I always pray for every single person from whom I have learned a piece of wisdom. Imam Abu Hanifa said, I never offered any salah without praying for my teacher Hammad, under whom he studied 18 years. Imam Shafi, rahmahullah, radiallahu anhu, said, Imam Malik is my teacher, and I owe no one greater favor than I owe him in this religion. And Imam Ahmad said, I pray for Imam Shafi in every single salah I perform. Lessons. Gratitude is an integral virtue in Islam. We owe gratitude first to Allah, next to our parents, of course, after Allah, Rasulullah, next to our parents, our teachers, spouses, children, kith and kin, and to everyone we owe a favor, who have favored us or benefited us. It ought to extend to each and everyone who has favored us one way or another. It applies to us everyone, regardless of differences in faith, creed, or race. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.